People in the US and many other countries around the world have held massive rallies to demand tighter gun laws. The demonstrations were led by, in the US, by survivors of last month's Florida school massacre, which reignited public anger over mass shootings.
Thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets of several US cities, including Washington, D.C., to express their discontent with lax gun laws. Students in the city of Parkland, which was the scene of a deadly shooting in February, used silence as a weapon against mass shootings at schools and colleges. Expressing solidarity with the massive crowds rallying across the U.S., people in different European countries have also hit the streets to condemn fatal shootings, which have become a frighteningly frequent phenomenon in America.
This march is important because every child has the right to be safe at school, and every parent has the right to send their kids to school and expect them to come home walking through the door and not in an ambulance or worse.
The protests aim to convince U.S. lawmakers to enact stricter gun laws and break a legislative gridlock that has long stymied efforts to increase restrictions on firearm sales. But such measures are fiercely opposed by the National Rifle Association, which has time and again enjoyed the U.S. president's unflinching support.
I will not let you down. Remember that. I will not let you down.
Facing growing criticism of his negligence to prevent gun-related deaths, Donald Trump came up with a dumbfounding idea last month. He proposed to arm teachers to deter school shootings. The controversial idea drew little support from educators and students alike. Large numbers of people are killed each year as a result of gun violence in the United States, and the recent surge in shootings has revived the public debate on the need to revive U.S. gun controls. But for now, supporters of stricter gun laws are facing an uphill battle to convince a Republican-controlled Congress, influenced by powerful gun lobbies, to pass legislation that would protect people's lives in the U.S.